There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Extremely humbled and grateful. And man, you're just trying to get one when you become a head coach. I remember that Jets game our first year in 2017, just praying that we could get that first win, that first game. And still have a picture of celebration afterwards on the field there. And I'll never forget it.
Sean McDermott, what is it? 80 wins after yesterday?
Yeah.
55 and 20 in their last 75 games, the Bills. Not to be ignored. Yes, the playoffs are the hurdle they haven't cleared, but can't clear it today. Only do what you're doing. Get yourself into a better position. And continue to, I was going to say a very bad word right here, mess with Miami, which will go into next year now, having not figured out what to do about the Bills. That's done for this year, unless it's the playoffs, is not impossible.
No, it's not impossible. And you've lost to this team twice. I mean, whatever. The division's out of the question, I think, for them with the two losses. But, you know, you still are, you know, the Chargers, it's not reverse AFC power ranking day. Don't get confused. Chargers, Broncos, Colts, Bengals are like the two teams that are in, and then the two teams that are just on the outside. And then it's the Jets. And like that, you look at the Jets and go 3-6. And if you watch them play, that's just not going to happen. Look at the standings and go, they win a couple in a row. You know, they could be the Broncos. It could flip that fast.
803-0550 for your calls. Here's Greg with us. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Show Bulldog. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, how many more drops does Cook have to make? And with a game on the line, perhaps, where they have more faith in this great running back they picked up in the fourth round. Davis.
Oh, you mean Davis. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, Davis in the fourth round. Amazing. And every time he goes in there, he's just that spark. And I was so disgusted with Brady went back to the running on the first two plays, and then third down we throw it and we're off the field. It's so discouraging and motivating. Discouraging for us, motivating for the Dolphins. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is this Cook's last year on his contract?
No, it's his third year, and he's a second-round pick, so he's got next year, and then they'll have to make a decision, which, you know, I hope isn't to give him a lucrative second contract, because I don't want to do that with almost any running back ever. Ray Davis is a big part of the reason why. You know, like, just assembly line these guys in and use them up and never overpay them. So we'll see how that goes. I don't think Cook's drop was at a game-costing point in the game, but it could have been a big play. It's something that has been a problem for him since he emerged as their featured running back, last year really being it. This year it has not been as much of a thing, but, you know, yesterday was clearly one. I mean, he just did not see that ball into his hands.
He's not dominating the backfield, though. I mean, Davis is playing enough to, I think, I'm not sort of thinking about that Cook needs to play less. And I'm not a very big Cook fan. And I like Davis just fine. Yards per carry is about the same. Cooks is better. I think it's easy to like the backup. We used to have this with quarterbacks all the time. You know, most popular player on the team. And with it's the drops that sort of crack the door open for like the calls for the next guy.
I think the bigger question about the running back usage yesterday specifically is not, I mean, Cook is at 55%. Like, I'm all right with that. I mean, he's earned that. He was excellent for this team last year and has been productive for them this year. The thing that I didn't expect to continue after it looked like Davis had really broken out in the Jet game a few weeks ago is that Ty Johnson would be still out snapping him. Ty Johnson had 10 more snaps than Davis had in this game yesterday, 19-9. And I don't know, and I like Johnson too. I mean, they got a nice mix there, but I feel like Davis is the better second guy at this point. But they, at least situationally yesterday, I mean, I don't know what all goes into that. If how much is that, you know, different formations that they like Johnson's skill set versus Davis's skill set, that kind of stuff, game script. But to see Johnson outsnapping Davis is still a little odd to me.
And Cook, for this to this point, he has not been on the field for as much as 60% of snaps since week one. 61% in week one is as high for the year. So maybe it seems like that's higher. Maybe it seems like Cook is on the field much more often than about half the snaps. 55% yesterday, 55% in Seattle, 53% against Tennessee. I mean, that's not, obviously, that's not much more than half. So I don't know. I would say that the caller brought up something that I mentioned yesterday, whether
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There was something strategic about how the game started. I mean, of course, you want to get first downs and points. But the Bills have had, the first quarter has been easily their worst quarter this year. And I think a lot of times teams are sort of probing, what are you going to do if I do this? And what if I use this guy? And what if we send this guy in motion? And they want to find out, trying to get information, not at the expense of success, ideally.
Right.
But you want to see what Miami is going to do to whatever looks you want to, you're setting them up for something. And could the Bills be a little bit going overboard with that? I mean, I wouldn't know, but I also was sort of annoyed yesterday. Oh, okay. So much success, just bing, 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 quick passes right out of the box. And instead of yesterday, just like two inside runs, incomplete punt. I mean, that's knowing that the pass didn't hit or that the runs didn't pop or anything. I know that now because it already happened.
Right.
Still though, that's not my favorite. Because it just seems predictable, and like you really, the gaining yards is the second priority.
Right. But the game, in their defense, in this scenario, the game down there in week two, they ran it all over them. Like that was the thing that they did in that game. That was Cook's, you know, big game. So
here's Eric next. Hi, Eric.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, okay. Sorry, but I didn't sound like you, Mike. Look, McDermott, I mean, people love him or hate him. All 80 wins in 8 years, he's the best ever. He's the best, and he is he's very good, undeniably. And then there's other people that say, okay, he stinks, he's horrible, we got to get, we never win a Super Bowl with him. I think he's two-thirds a good coach. And what I mean is, culture, he has definitely improved that in the building. Our organization is one of the top two or three in the league. Player development, undeniable. He makes players better. He's a good coach in that. But game management, he's horrible. That challenge was atrocious. My eardrum still bleeds from Bulldogs' rant after the Philly game last year. I mean, is there any way that a coach would give some of that up? Because he's great at what he's great at, but he's not at what he's not.
I think that is a lot of that is given up. I think these challenges, I mean, he's got the red flag, but I think most of these situations, they're telling him from upstairs whether to challenge the play or not. I can defend yesterday's. We just had Garrett Wilson on Thursday night get an incomplete pass reversed to a touchdown because they decided that his shin made it to the ground before his knee landed out of bounds. And we're just going to decide how long we think his shin is because there wasn't a tip of the shin. I mean, so that's the Tua play. He's diving for the first down. His shin lands close to the line. It's fourth down. And that's huge. It's early in the fourth quarter, and you know you could need that timeout later. But I don't think it was the worst of these challenges from him. Didn't work. Looked pretty obvious if you ignore the shin, which I'd like to be able to do, but I am so addle-minded about this sport now that I can't ignore the shin.
I didn't ignore the shin, and I hated it. I didn't think it was even close. I didn't like much of what Trent Green had to say yesterday. Really, I just think there was not any real value added with him telling you anything about the game. But he did say about that challenge, they're going to move the ball up. Like if anything's going to happen here, it's going to they were too lenient. They weren't as, you know, they didn't give Tua enough credit. And that's exactly how I saw it. I just didn't think it was close. Of course, I was paying attention to the shin on the heels of this Wilson play from the other night. I just didn't think there was any chance that that was going to be overturned.
You know what else he got right? Mostert and Taylor Rapp on the helmet hit. Trent Green.
Yeah.
Because that flag, he said, they're going to call that on Mostert for lowering his helmet. And I thought, having not seen the replay, I thought to myself, I've never seen that called on an offensive player. That's another one that when the NFL made that rule, I'm like, oh, sure. Josh Allen lowers his head to get a first. They're going to call 15 yards on Josh Allen. No, they're not. And that was right. They never throw that flag, even though the helmet's lowered. It's only on defensive guys. And that one was a horrendous call on Rapp. I mean, Rapp totally takes the brunt of Mostert's
helmet.
I'm
glad you were there to say that about Green, because that's right. He was right on that. And I probably exaggerated to make the point.
I mean, the guy's never seen a kick he didn't like.
No, that's for
sure. That one, I think he had the right instinct there. Like, that can't be on the defense.
Yeah.
And that's what the replay showed, too.
He also, now that you mentioned it, I was really hard on him for no good reason. I thought he was pretty fair about the holding calls, too. The two holding calls, I think he didn't rip the officials, but it was very much to me sounded like what an announcer sounds like when he's thinking, I can't be too obvious about this, but I don't know if there's a lot there. That's usually the furthest they'll go, and I think he went there on both of those. Just like, that looked like a technique.
When the Bills got to, like, 3rd and 30.
Yeah, right.
Allen's touchdown called
Allen's
back.
Allen's touchdown called back, and there was a the play before that was also called back. So the Allen touchdown was on 2nd and 20. Nope.
Yeah, well, they kept it close.
Yeah.
Sal Capaccio coming up in less than 20 minutes. We'll look for your calls again after a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Football Monday, WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.